It's Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret. A new series from the New York Times asked viewers to imagine what it would be like if they were experiencing blindness or a stutter or other disability. Here's the creator of the series talking about the idea.
We put so much time and effort into making sure that people who are perceived as different understand what it would be like if they were normal. But we rarely ever do the opposite, pushing those who see themselves as normal to understand what it would be like if they were different.
James Robinson is an Emmy-nominated documentary filmmaker and creator of the New York Times opinion video series Adaptability, which invites viewers to overcome their discomfort with disability. His book Whale Eyes will be out in 2024. James, thanks for joining us.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me.
Let's start with the first video you made about your own experiences. You have a condition called strabismus that affects the ways your eyes work and the way they look. What made you want to share your story in this particular way?
Yeah, so I've always been fascinated by documentary works, but most of the documentaries I've been interested in were about people and places far away. And so as a senior in college, my parents actually asked me, what is it like when you see? Because one of my eyes looks straightforward and the other one looks way far off to the side, but then they switch back and forth. And so when they switch, my visual field kind of jumps all of a sudden. And so they asked me to kind of simulate that for them. And so as I started just like a visual simulation, I began to realize there was a lot more here. And so I started digging into kind of a bigger question, which is how I'm seen. And so I kind of interviewed family, and it just started as a school project at university. And then slowly over time kind of grew, and eventually someone at the New York Times saw it. And so I was able to kind of widen the reach for sure through that.
And yeah, you ended up making more documentaries about other people. What are you hoping people take away as they watch people share their stories and their kind of intimate experiences living through their own eyes, as the case may be?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, for almost my entire childhood, most of the disability stories that I saw in the news, whether they were disability profiles in print or in video, oftentimes they were about people with a disability overcoming their condition. And so those stories can be really fascinating, and a lot of people see inspiration in them. But I wanted to focus on something else, which is how all of us can overcome our discomfort with disability. I noted once that I think a lot of people want to overcome their discomfort with disability, and they just don't know how. And so through these videos, I'm kind of trying to teach us all the steps we can take to overcome this discomfort and connect to the person beyond that disability.
I want to give a listen to one of the people who shared a story with you, John, who has a stutter, talking about what it's like to try to have a conversation.
Right after a really long, painful block is momentary relief and lots of exhaustion, and you typically have a large exhale. You may even have to catch your breath. And then you look up the listener, and in a lot of cases, that person may look like they just watched a car accident.
James, can you tell us more about John's story and what he's hoping people he's talking to realize from watching this video?
Yeah, so John has had a stutter his entire life, pretty much his entire life, since he was 3 onwards. And so he's trying to kind of push viewers to become better listeners. And so throughout this, in this video, we created this device called the listenometer. And so the premise of the video is that at the beginning of the film, we take out all of John's stutters. So we hear him and he sounds almost completely fluent. Then as the video continues, we slowly start adding back in one type of stutter at a time. So as we're learning about each type of stuttering, we're kind of, our ability to listen is being pushed. And so by the end of it, the hope is that we'll be able to fill in the gaps in John's speech with our own patience. And so it's a level of respect and a level of kind of understanding that John and so many people who stutter as adults have been hoping for. And he was really kind in this interview to put himself in a really vulnerable position, which is in front of the camera, to share what he and so many others are hoping for.
And John and you and the other people you talk to in these videos all talk in one way or another about wanting to connect and people not being able to see them for who they are. Can you talk more about that theme of wanting to connect and overcoming this barrier that the people without these disabilities might create in the first place?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think in many ways, this desire to connect is one of the actually few things that unites the disability community. The disability community is so diverse and there's so many people with so many different conditions. And yet the common thread is that so many times all of us are misunderstood in various ways. And so even that minor misunderstanding, like for me, someone not knowing how to look at my face, not knowing which eye to look into, that can really disrupt your connection and your ability to really understand someone. It may make you not want to have a conversation with that person, or you might interpret their behavior as if they don't want to connect with you. And so the purpose of this series and the purpose of all this work, and I think the kind of drive and the motivation that all of us had, was to overcome this discomfort that inhibits connection. And so in a way, I think all of these stories and all of these videos are really deeply human, because connecting is something that all of us crave.
It's a great place to leave it. James, thanks for sharing this with us.
Thank you.
James Robinson is an Emmy-nominated documentary filmmaker. His book, Whale Eyes, will be out in 2024. He talked to us about the New York Times opinion video series, Adaptability, which asked viewers to overcome their discomfort with disabilities.